Amy's going to ask a few of our children to share some stuff. So this is exciting. This will be our children's moment for today. Each week we usually have a moment where we pray for, and the kids are invited to stay in today because of the fun of it. But
yes, generally at this point I address the children and then we head out to our program, but today we're all staying together as a big family. But I asked some of the kids to share something that they really enjoy about Sunnyside or something that they've learned. And I'm going to ask you. You had an answer.
So some of the things I like about Sunday school is the snacks and the songs.
Snacks and songs are always
snacks
a hit.
Snacks and songs. There you go.
And also you shared something that you learned.
I learned about some of the memory verses that I've never heard before.
Yes, Isla's a great memorizer. Did you want to share, Elias? Or maybe I'll share on your behalf. One of the things... Oh, you do want to share?
It's kind of fun in Sunday school when you just talk with the... it's fun, having fun conversations with the people, the teachers and stuff.
Teachers, yes. We have some awesome teachers. And some great conversations come out of that in relationships. And relationships, that's one I wanted to mention. So we're still fairly new here, but I remember one of our first services ever, my son didn't even sit with us. He had made friends right away. In fact, he's sitting with them now. So friendships and relationships in church are really important. I wanted to share one more. Adriel, where are you at? Adriel, do you want to share what you like about Sunday school?
I like doing the craft.
The crafts, yes.
Excellent.
All right. Anyone else have anything they want to share real quick before I turn it back to the panel? Any teens or kids? I think we all love the snacks and the songs. Oh, Daniel wanted to share. Okay. Last one.
I technically don't go to Sunday school anymore, but I can attest that it is fun.
All right.
Yeah, awesome. It'd be great to hear from some of our youth, but they're a little more shy. But I know they have a great time, and I know that they enjoy, and we have a great youth program here, and thankful for our leaders who make that happen. So I've asked our panel next to talk about we're trying to start talking about some special moments and life events that have happened in the church, but what ministries and programs have been a special joy to you here at Sunnyside, or a special moment that was meaningful to you in your time here? So Adele's got an interesting story about the women's breakfast. That's kind of fun.
Yes, so I joined the kitchen support team under Sally for the women's breakfast. I love being in the kitchen. I love breakfast. And I particularly like it because there's a different cleanup crew, so thanks to all the ladies for cleaning. And so I've been involved in lots of different parts of the church over my lifetime, but this is the first time I've been part of a women's ministry. And in the kitchen, I want to tell the story of the very first time I was on the team, and we're cooking away. There might have been a little bit of extra smoke in the kitchen, just trying to figure out how to cook breakfast. And I was probably the one doing the multitasking of the toast and the microwave and tripped the system. I think Sue was on the phone calling Ken, where is the electrical box to fix this? And me and Sally were running around the basement looking for this box, and we were like, oh, we found a switch. And just before we flipped it, we figured out, ooh, this is not the room. And, oh, this switch might turn off all the power in the church. it's been a lot of fun. I love the practical joy of breakfast, but really it's the building blocks of friendship. And I've so appreciated the conversations I've been able to have, whether it's car chats or chats over pancakes. And it's been meaningful for me, especially being able to live congruently with what I believe in church community.
Oh, awesome. Dietrich, you've been involved in worship team. Share a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. I've got a funny story. So I love worship. I play violin, as you guys maybe will see later today. but I didn't do that the first Sunday here. I started coming here for a few months, and I think it was after the Wake Up the World Conference, which is so awesome, huge plug for that, that I was wrapping some cables up with Brad, and he's like, oh, you've done this before, because you kind of wrap cables a certain way. He's like, what else do you do? I'm like, well, I play a little bit of violin. He's like, violin? Jesse, did you hear that? This guy plays violin? And he's like, when are you going to come on? And I think it was the next week or the week after that I was on violin, on worship. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah, and Brad's a big recruiter. If he finds out you play an instrument, he'll be dragging you up here. So don't tell him if you don't want to be up here. And that's awesome. Jen's also been a major part of worship, has been part of your life. Jen, why don't you share a little bit about how worship has impacted you?
As many of you know, I've been either singing or playing or leading almost as long as I have been at Sunnyside. And like Dietrich, I love it. But thinking about how it has affected my life, Darren, for me, is like the big brother that I do not have. And so that's kind of, he was always there. When I went through really hard times, there was this, for me, the death of a really close friend and the end of a marriage, and it was being on the worship team that helped me to not walk away, because it was just such a hard time. And Darren was there to give advice and be kind, and also to be that, mocking, teasing older brother who, after my baptism by Pastor Brent, said to me, oh, I should have offered to do it. I'd have held you under for a while to make sure it took.
That's fun. Darren would be a former worship pastor, Darren Dix. So, also, Sanyu, you've had a lot of special moments as a family, and the list was long of all the ways Sunnyside's been part of your life.
I'll try and summarize. So we got married here, and Steve and I got married here. All three kids got dedicated here. By Pastor Brent, Pastor Darren, and Pastor Kerry, respectively, in the ages. The two boys got baptized at Silver Lake by Pastor Jesse and Pastor Nate. That was really something, because they're the ones that said, Mama, we want to get baptized. Mm. And I remember, just real quick, I remember Sean saying, Mama, I won't lie again. So that was, it just came from the heart, that they know, that just meant, not so much that it was funny, but that just meant that he understood what baptism was, and he was only 10. Mm. So to me, I was like, wow. Mm. So that was a big one. And just real quick too, I served on the worship team for years with Darren. I've always wanted to play the drums, and Brad has been on my case. So maybe one day I'll be on drums, Steve will be on guitar, the kids will be on piano. It's still a dream that one day the Bundell family will be up here and play the instrument. So please keep us in our prayers.
So Sanya, I don't know if you know this, but I've taught drum lessons for years. So, we can talk about that. Excellent. I saw that when she wrote kind of some of her answers down. I thought, interesting. That's fun. Jill, you've a long history of being part of many different areas of the church.
Before I do that, I got to share a funny story about Sanya and Steve, that Sanya has had a heart to serve since she came. Whoever was the cleanup fall, or doesn't matter what it was, she was always there. And we were walking in from the parking lot. Steve and Sanya were dating. And I was walking with another gentle young man, and he said to me, he says, you know what, if Steve doesn't propose by February, and this was in September, he says, then she's fair game. So I got a message off to my dear Steve that you better get a move on.
That's great.
But I've had a lot of fun with wonderful ministries. Growing up in Sunday school, we used to have school buses. And my dad was one of the drivers in Garney Carswell, and they would have two buses that they would rent Sunday mornings, and they would go and pick up kids that wanted to come to Sunday school. So that basement was packed out, and even just the fun of going on the bus, helping, was wonderful memories, and ministering to wonderful kids. And through the ages, we had a CYC midweek. That was really, stood for Christian Youth Crusaders, and that was a great time for me to learn to memorize scripture. And I still, you know, I can recite verses that I learned in that program, that which was good. And youth group, just so many memories, fun memories. There used to be Sunday night services, and different families would invite the whole youth group back to their place for a snack in the evening and a fellowship time. So that was a good touch point to get to know other families. The other good memories, too, is who knows what a progressive dinner is? see, the older generation. That's where you would have like about five levels of your dinner, from appetizer to dessert, and you would go to different people's places. I can remember we squeezed into this one young adult's apartment, and he had bought some pizzas and cut them up, the smallest I'd ever seen a pizza cut up, but it served as an appetizer. And that's, but again, fun. Great way to get to know people, and then you would have fun piling in cars, probably more than seatbelts, and travel from place to place. So lots of fun memories. And as young adults, I used to arrange for volleyball games that we'd either have a potluck after or go out to a restaurant. And that's where I met my lovely husband, Donald Debray, that a friend of mine invited him to one of these volleyball sessions. And then he started showing up at Sunnyside in a nice suit. So he got my attention. So a lot of wonderful memories, yeah. And then right now even the seniors have a great group that Jill Davis is doing a great job of once a month. We all bring part of a snack, and it's quite the smorgasbord of food and a fellowship, and great people, really wonderful people.
All right, we need to move on. And our next question was, how have people, which again, we've been talking about how is the community of faith so important, how have people made a difference in your life? So I've asked, we'll start shifting a little more into some thoughts about how are people making an impact and how have people made an impact here? And so Sanya, you shared a story about how welcoming you felt here.
Yes, indeed. So I remember, I'm just going to mention a few names. I don't want to leave out anybody, but Lil Newell, Sue Wilson, and the welcome team, Jill Carson. You know, when you come to church and you get that welcome, I wanted to come back the next Sunday just so I could get a hug from Lil. You know, like, it was...
Had a hug from Lil, everybody knows what
it's Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that welcoming. And then one of the... she passed, the late Era Jenkins. She used to host students. We recently started the Adopt the Student. It's been September. So Era used to invite us for lunch after church. After church for lunch. And it was so great because I didn't have any family here. So Thanksgiving lunch would be over Thanksgiving or even just a Sunday lunch. As a student, you all know, you know, especially when you don't have no family, I looked forward to those Sundays, and bless her heart, she served in that ministry. And I encourage, you know, the students that are here, don't be shy. Put up your hand. It doesn't have to be a meal. Just like they suggested, if you could take a student to do groceries, or it goes a long way, because I remember at the time I had a bike. I didn't even have a bus pass. So it was either a bike to the grocery store and struggling with a little basket in front of my bike. So Sunnyside was so welcoming in more ways than, you know. So it was just those simple things just go a long way. And I just felt so welcome. And of course, 22 years later, I want to welcome others too and do the same for, you know, exactly like it was done for me. I want to be able to bless others. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Heather, you said you had something to share about this.
Yeah. So I started coming to Sunnyside when I had two small children. And we were... friends with Jill and Kim, and they had been attending here, so we found a place in the neighborhood, and we moved here, and we thought, wow, it's fantastic to walk to church right where we live. At that time, there was Young Moms Outreach, well, a ministry for young moms, and there was this amazing team of grandmotherly figures who just loved holding babies. And so they were upstairs in the nursery. And I knew that when I dropped my children off, they would be so loved on. The babies ones. And then they had childcare downstairs while us moms had the Bible study. So another thing, like, so the ministry of loving your children is very powerful, and as well as providing an opportunity for growth, especially for those who feel like they're going to go cabin fever, stir crazy in the middle of winter with lots of little children running around. It's just like, I need to get out of my house. And so it was a beautiful place to be nourished in the Word, as well as building friendships. So it was a beautiful time.
Yeah, and Amy's just restarted a mom's group recently. So if you're a mom with young children, check that out.